Hi, how are you?
What was the difference in the game for your club today, you thought?
We won the street fight. It was a good old-fashioned street fight. A lot of fun, and we won the street fight.
It doesn't seem to matter the personnel. I mean, over the years that have changed between these two groups, they're always close.
Yeah, close, hard-fought. Both teams get after each other. One team's usually defending a lot more than they want to. You know, they had us hemmed in early. We made a comeback at the end of the first period, gave us a lot of momentum. Third period was the best period we played on the road all season. And like I said, we won the street fight, but they're fun. Players like playing in these games. These are old-fashioned. You get diced by the inch, and they're fun to play in. And I think the players, our players, really like this type of atmosphere, love this building, like playing this team because it demands a lot, and they're fun to coach in. They're very emotional. Very intense hockey games, and they're fun to be around.
A different third line today, and a couple of those guys made some big plays, Gomez and Gibbons.
Yeah, well, we kind of split the time between the third and fourth line. We got great minutes from Brodziak's group, and Gomez, I thought the line was better when I put Brower there, and I thought Yaskin played better when I moved him up with Schwartz and Backes. So we had a lot of, with this game today was the first time for me on the road that we've had four lines really going, and we needed it.
So a road trip like this and a game like this tonight, a good way to really get your team into the thick of the season?
I think you saw this in the second and third period in game two in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we started to become a team. We're still building it, but we made great strides in the second and third. We didn't win the game, but we really pushed back hard. And I think we built some confidence that we can play with anybody. You know, we've sustained very significant injuries here already, and yet we still keep finding ways to score goals, which I think is a good sign. They're not maybe the way they were when Shattenkirk and Stastny were in the lineup, but it's a good sign. And like I said, we brought up Shaolin Gomez in for this specific reason, because we knew starting on the road it was going to be hard to stay healthy, and they both have given us good quality minutes.
Nothing new, but Gladys seems to give you a goal whenever you need.
Yeah, it's nothing new. That's what he's there for. So he does a hell of a job with it. He's dangerous. In the offensive zone, playing against him, I'd be really nervous. And he doesn't miss. You give him a chance from the top of the circle, he's not going to miss.
Did you guys get a lift when Troy came back?
Yeah, our players were a little bit nervous. And to see him get there and feel fine is great news. We needed on the injury front, we needed to catch a break, and we caught one.
Brian Elliott has kind of gone unnoticed because of everything else that's going on, but he's been really good for you.
Yeah, he's played awful well. Jake's goaltending's been, to me, at the start of the year, this has been the story of the year for us so far. Both guys have played awful well. You know, Jake's walked into two hornet's nests. He's going to get a third one in Montreal. That's the challenge that these guys got to meet, but that's been, to me, the story so far at the start of the year here.
Greco has been really impressive. It's just a matter of time before everybody starts to discover how good of a
No, I think he I think he's just scratching at the surface where he's going to be at. I think his awareness on the ice is starting to improve. He's got great skills, but I think his defensive awareness is getting sharper. And I think if you give him a full month, he's going to be a good player for us.
Thank you.